Today, the International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. The court says it has reasonable grounds to believe that the two Israeli leaders are criminally responsible for the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Among the allegations are the use of starvation as a weapon of war and crimes against humanity. The court also issued an arrest warrant for Mohammed Deif, the military chief of Hamas, whom Israel claims to have killed. Joining us now is Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Arthur.
So as we said, one of the allegations from the court is that Israeli leaders have used starvation as a weapon of war. And let me ask you, the IPC, which is this independent international panel of experts that tracks famine, says that northern Gaza is just days away from famine. It's been cut off by the Israeli military from the rest of Gaza. Do the IPC's findings add weight to these accusations?
Well, before we go to the IPC's, I have to tell you that this decision has made a mockery of the idea of universal justice. You know, for the first time, a leader of a democracy, of a strong democracy with strong institutions, judicial system, actually a leader is being indicted and they put arrest warrants. That's shameful, and it proves that there is a political agenda behind this decision. And regarding your question, that's another proof. We know that there is no starvation in Gaza today. Israel allowed aid to come into Gaza, into northern Gaza. Every day, hundreds of trucks are coming in.
Aid groups say that about 350 trucks of aid per day are necessary to support the more than 2 million people living in Gaza. But the UN says only 37 trucks are getting in each day on average, and that children are dying of malnutrition in Gaza. Why isn't Israel allowing more aid in? You deny that there is starvation happening in Gaza?
First of all, there is no starvation in Gaza, period. When you look at the amount of aid coming into Gaza compared to the amount of people in Gaza, you understand that there is no issue of starvation.
How many trucks of aid are coming into Gaza, according to your count?
But one thing that we can all agree, that you have chaos in Gaza, you have no law and order, and many of the aid that's coming into Gaza is not getting to the people that deserve to receive the aid. That Hamas hijacked many of the trucks. Some gangs take advantage of that. And the main issue is the logistical issues that we are trying to help. But it's unfortunate
that Hamas... The Biden administration sent a letter to Israel, also asking Israel to let in 350 trucks of aid per day. Why has that not happened?
So let's speak about the Biden administration, because they came about a month ago with a list of requests regarding humanitarian needs in Gaza. And they admitted a month after that the collaboration with the Israeli authorities changed the situation, and today the situation is much better. But we are trying our best. We are collaborating. We are not limiting the amount of aid coming into Gaza. Unfortunately, you have some areas that Hamas is still able to take advantage of the aid and to make sure that the aid will be taken to the terror machine and will not serve the people who are waiting for that.
I want to talk about allegations that Israel is intentionally targeting civilians in this war. More than a dozen people in Gaza have told NPR that they have seen Israeli sniper drones shooting and sometimes killing innocent civilians. NPR has asked the Israeli military about this repeatedly. The military has not responded to the questions. So let me ask you directly, is the Israeli military using sniper drones in Gaza?
We have no intention to hurt any civilians. We regret the loss of life of any civilians in Gaza. But the blame for the tragedy in Gaza is on the shoulders of Hamas, not Israel.
Is
they
the Israeli military
war.
Using sniper
fight,
drones
let
in
me
Gaza?
Finish, please. No, let me finish, please, Ersa. You ask a long question. I want to answer your question. But no one can blame us when we are fighting terrorists who are using civilians as human shields. We try to minimize civilian casualties. And if you compare the number, the ratio between casualties in Gaza compared to other wars, you know, we are successful. But still we regret the loss of life of any civilians. But to blame us for intentionally killing civilians, that's unacceptable.
Is the Israeli military using sniper drones in Gaza?
So we are using sophisticated weapons in order to minimize civilian casualties. So I cannot give you an answer about specific drone, but I will tell you that
You cannot or you will not give me an answer.
I cannot, because I tell you that. We will use the fact that we have sophisticated weapons. It helps us to target and kill the terrorists. And that's what we are trying to do.
Will Netanyahu and Gallant be able to travel to countries that are parties to the ICC now? Because a lot of that includes much of Europe. How could that affect Israel's dealings with the rest of the world?
Oh, I think many countries understand that it was a political resolution. Many leaders are afraid that they will be next, because today we are fighting a war of self-defense.
So Netanyahu's travel plans will not be changing in the near future?
And also we heard from many countries that they will not accept the ruling. They will welcome Prime Minister Netanyahu to their countries. I think many countries will learn the decision, but no one can escape to see the list of leaders that were put on that list in the past, and to compare it to the Prime Minister of Israel. I think that's something that many people feel that something is wrong there.
Do these ICC arrest warrants encourage Netanyahu to seek an end to this war more quickly?
No, I think Netanyahu, you know, it's not about him. It's about the people of Israel. We have a moral commitment. That's part of our values, not to leave people behind, people who were kidnapped from their homes, from their beds. It will be immoral to do that. So I think, yes, you know, nobody is happy to be in Gaza today. I can tell you from a personal experience. My father served in Gaza. I was in Gaza during the Gulf War, and my son was in Gaza for the last year. No one has the desire to be there, but we realize that we have no choice. You know, Hamas came against us, kidnapped so many innocent Israelis and other nationalities, including Americans and British and people from all over the world. We have a commitment to bring them back, and that's why we are determined to finish this war.
Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Elsa.